That's what we do here every week on Busted Pencils. Never backing down. Gotta love that little bit of anti-flag. White neo-Christian nationalist. Oh, sex education.
Never been more prescient, you know?
I know, right?
Just on the nose.
Right there, right at the time. Who knew? Oh, and we'll actually wrap this in there, Evan. So, you know, a little white Christian nationalism. And how does that relate to sex education or consent? But right now on the phone, L.A. Tom. L.A. Tom, before you start, though, we're going to ask you, do you consent to being on the radio with Tim and Johnny? Because we only want to go forward if you've given us consent. Or do you know how to give consent, Tom?
Yes, I consent to being
okay. Welcome, man.
Absolutely. Hey, absolutely. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that, ultimately. Second, the Republican Party is the pro-murder and the pro-death party, and the facts are there to prove that. What I don't understand is, instead of calling it sexuality, instead of calling it sex education and all that stuff, especially at the younger grades, why are we not just calling it, you know, let's teach kids about good touch and bad touch? Mm-hmm. I mean, that pretty much, what at that age level, that's probably what you should be doing. And when it comes to gay and other orientations, you know what? Just say you should love everyone. I mean, I know as being a gay kid, if someone would have just said, look, being gay is not an abnormality, or being gay, when you look it up in the dictionary, and it said an abnormal, you know, behavior or whatever it said. If it would have, if somebody would have just said, you know what, it means that you're like everybody else. It's almost like a person who is left-handed versus right-handed. You both have value. You're both incredible human beings. Same way with being gay. You don't have to get into the whole, you know, sexuality part or relationships or anything like that until you get maybe in the sixth or seventh grade, because that's when you start talking about, you know, sexuality, not just in terms of, you know, like what we were taught, you know, you know,
birds and bees,
okay. I was watching again, that movie Where to Invade Next by Michael Moore. And they were talking about in other countries how they talk about sexuality and how they talk about, you know, using a condom and about how you do care about your partner that you're with or, you know, whatever it might be. But it wasn't just about just the mechanics of sex education. But maybe when you get, you know, since we're so used to the word sex education, fine, sixth grade, that might be appropriate for time when a person's, you know, going through puberty or whatever. But before that, why don't we just talk about being nice to everyone? What about us just saying, you know what, to be a good person means that, you know, if this person that you meet someday is gay or lesbian or transgender or what have you, they're wonderful people. That's all you really have to say. And, you know, and then you teach the kids about good touch and bad touch.
Tom, you're right there, though. Wonderful people. Man, you brought up a lot in that, and it's all good stuff. I just want to start, though, by, you know, thanks for putting in that, you know, the nuance there and giving us a lot to work with on that. You're talking about this. I'll try to start at something you kind of went to the end. It's like, okay, why? There is probably a real problem with, quote, calling sex education anything dealing with particularly kindergarten through second grade. If we hear sex education being taught in that grade, it automatically then kicks into we're talking about the birds and the bees. And even the birds and the bees for kindergarten, first, second graders might be, quote, age inappropriate. So when we're talking about this, we might need to think about that. However, when you say, Tom, good touch, bad touch with early children, kindergarten, first, second grade, that is part of a comprehensive sexuality education in public schools, that the appropriateness of when we talk about certain things. So, quote, good touch, bad touch. That is.
Let me push back just a little bit there, because, okay, I'll give you an example. Someone, you know, some people call us gay people homosexuals. Well, what the hell do you think we're doing? Having sex every minute of the day? I mean, we're not just, you know, yes, we're sexual beings. Yes, we want to be intimate with somebody of the, you know, same gender. That's about as far as it goes. You know what I'm saying? It's not a situation where, you know, it has to be that it's even called sex education for the younger kids. Just like homosexuality shouldn't be called homosexuality. That's why, you know, with a straight world, they don't, you know, they don't sit there and say, oh, heterosexuality, when they try to define someone. So, you know, I mean, and there's a lot of other stuff that goes along with it. I mean, we had this, my husband and I were over at a friend's house, and the girl now is getting to that age where she's about 5. And she said, oh, you guys are gay? And she's known us her whole life. And we're like, yeah, we're together and we're married and stuff. And she's like, oh, okay. And just got on with her life. You know, that was it.
Nice.
So it's like, you know, you don't have to be talking about what it is that we're doing in our intimate settings or anything like that. It's just, it should be, like I said, it should be taught in the same way that there's some people that are left-handed and there's some people that are right-handed. And years ago, right-handed or left-handed people had to be forced to use a right-handed desk. There was a stigma against left-handed people. But when they got older, it was more comfortable for them to, you know, be right-handed or left-handed. So it's the same thing in some ways with orientation. You know what?
I think you're right, Tom. I think you're right. Yeah, and I think you're right on this. And I know, Evan, where are we at on the time? Or yeah, about 1 minute. So, Tom, thank you for the call. We always appreciate your call. And, Johnny, you know, we'll break down Tom a little bit when we get back.
Appreciate Tom's call.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. But, you know, what he's talking about, though, too, you know, when we're saying sexual identity within a comprehensive sex education, the idea, like Tom was saying, it's like, why does it always have to be turning into the act of sex, right? It's and what we're talking about in comprehensive sex education, though, is to say there are other people who have other ways that are in relationships and families. We need to respect that. When we get back, more respect, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education, back in the break.